This time of year, dictionaries and thesauruses are popular graduation gifts. Language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg has some thoughts on these two kinds of reference books.
Books of words are almost as old as writing itself. But for most of history, they've been organized thematically, which is to say, according to the nature of things, rather than the spellings of words. The 9th century encyclopedia of the Islamic scholar Ibn Qatayba contained 10 sections on power, war, nobility, character, eloquence, asceticism, friendship, prayers, food, and women. 2 centuries later, the Anglo-Saxon abbot Elfrich divided his vocabulary into 20 chapters, beginning with words for God in the heavens, and so on down through the names of weapons, parts of a city, and precious stones. This thematic system was swept away around the beginning of the 17th century with a sudden widespread adoption of the principle of alphabetical order. Nobody's sure why the change occurred just then. The alphabetical system had actually been around for some time, but it was rarely used. Some scholars have suggested that the change had to do with the development of movable type, as printers became accustomed to shuffling the letters of the alphabet around in trays. But it's more likely that the change reflected a new conception of the nature of language. All at once, the structure of language was peeled away from the structure of the world and made arbitrary and senseless. Now you found armadillo listed between armada and Armageddon. Yet the thematic system was to have one last hurrah in 1852, when the Thesaurus of English Words and Phrases was published by the remarkable English physician and scientist Peter Marc Roget. Roget compiled his thesaurus with a grandiose intention to provide a universal scheme for the classification of all words and things. The book is divided into 10 major classes, which are further divided into sections, subsections, and ultimately into exactly 1,000 basic headings. For example, the words mass, bulk, and corpulence are listed under the heading breadth and thickness in the subsection linear dimensions in the section dimensions of the general class space. Roget's thesaurus was one of the most ambitious intellectual undertakings of the 19th century. Yet today, we tend to regard the book as primarily a synonym finder for writing and crossword puzzle solving. We do most of our searching in the alphabetical index at the back of the book, which Roget added only as an afterthought. In fact, several publishers have come out with books called Roget's Thesaurus, where the listing of words is entirely alphabetical and no trace is left of Roget's original thematic organization. Why this preference for alphabetical order? It's not that the alphabetical system is intrinsically more efficient than the system of thematic organization that Roget used. For one thing, the alphabetic system is useless when you don't know in advance what word you're looking for. Out of scientific curiosity, I once watched an Englishman spend half an hour poring over the yellow pages to find a place that sold hibachis before I took pity on him and sent him out to a nearby drugstore. And you'll get no help from an alphabetical dictionary if you're looking for the word that refers to the pointy end of a boat. The great virtue of the alphabetical system is its philosophical modesty. It doesn't require the writer to find a single system of classification for all experience, nor does it require the reader to learn one. If you like, the alphabetical system is more democratic. In fact, it's often used as a way of concealing the intrinsic order among things. When you list the donors to a museum wing or the guest stars on an episode of Murder, She Wrote alphabetically, you don't have to worry about who gets top billing. Alphabetical order is the appropriate scheme for a secular world where, as the French writer Michel Foucault put it, language has withdrawn from the midst of things.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.